I'm Ben Marcus, outside the debate hall, where there was a massive party and plenty of protesters. Susan Kaplan was one of the first people to arrive at Debate Fest, an outdoor fusion of music and politics. She's an adjunct professor at DU, and she waited in line for an hour to get in.
Just support an engaged, open process. Have people together talking, and so we'll see how much people talk with each other.
Dozens of interest groups had tents at Debate Fest, including ACLU Colorado, supporters of the Anti-Abortion Personhood Initiative, and Hispanic Republicans. Other activists protested on the streets outside. Supporters of Gary Johnson, the Libertarian presidential candidate, were out in force. Josh Pendleton lamented the lack of a third-party candidate in the debates.
This debate is, in my opinion, a sham. There's not nearly enough differences between the two candidates. The differences are superficial.
In addition, there were demonstrators on both sides of the abortion debate. Others protested China's communist regime. DU Chancellor Robert Coombs said none of that dampened the debate festivities.
You know, it's a university. Free speech is what it's about, right? People voicing their opinions.
As the sun set, the weather turned bitterly cold. Giant TVs fired up in the Debate Fest grounds.
Good evening from the Magnus Arena at the University of Denver.
Every time moderator Jim Lehrer or Mitt Romney or Barack Obama mentioned the University of Denver, the crowd went crazy. After the debate, Olivia Kyle, a DU law student wearing an Obama t-shirt, said Romney's strong showing didn't persuade her.
He talks a lot about, you know, high-level moral kind of issues, and he doesn't have a lot of concrete plans that he likes to articulate.
But Denver resident Jonathan Gailey was swayed by the GOP candidate.
I actually was very impressed and I was surprised by Romney. He had excellent responses, very concrete, and I think logically, and he kind of shredded Obama.
Gailey said he was undecided entering the debate. Now he says he'll vote for Romney. Ben Marcus, Colorado Public Radio News.